It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah Sobel, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today was 50 years ago today.
Yeah?
That a barcode was scanned for the very first time. Now, barcodes are one of those things that you don't really give much thought. It's on everything.
It's on everything.
You don't really
literally
even
everything.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to think that they've only been around for 50 years.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you would think that they'd just always been there,
can
right?
Can I point this out? I was listening to Maggie on the air earlier today.
Yes.
You know who else is exactly the same age as the barcode?
Who?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
It's his 50th birthday today. So Derek Jeter and the barcode.
Amazing.
Exactly the same age.
Amazing. Do you think he knows?
They both aged so well.
Do you think he knows?
I don't know that he does. Maybe if he watches this on the YouTube.
Oh, I will. I don't know what would happen if I found that out. Anyways, so the barcode was invented by two guys named Joe Woodland and Bernard Silver, and it was patented here in the U.S. in 1952. In 1948, Silver, who was then a graduate student at Drexel Institute of Technology in Philadelphia, overheard the president of the local food chain called Food Fair asking one of the deans to research a system to automatically read product information during checkout.
Mm.
The dean turned down his request, but Silver was intrigued enough to mention the problem to one of his colleagues. Now, after working on some preliminary ideas, his colleague, Joe Woodland, was persuaded that they could create a viable product. So he decided to take some stock market earnings, quit his teaching job, and move to his grandfather's Florida apartment.
There you go.
To work on the idea.
Who would want to do that?
He was at the beach one day and was thinking about the barcode problem.
Right.
And he recalled from his Boy Scout training how Morse code dots and dashes are used to send information electronically.
Yeah.
So he drew some dots and dashes there in the sand, right there on the beach, similar to the shapes used in Morse code. And after pulling them downward with his fingers, producing the two thin lines resulting from the dots and thick lines from the dashes, he came up with a concept of a two-dimensional linear Morse code.
I guess that's what it is, isn't it? Because each line represents, or each combination of lines represents a different number or letter.
Right.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
So to read them, he adapted technology from optical soundtracks in movies and later decided that the system would work better if it were printed as a circle instead of lines, allowing it to be scanned in any direction. So the first barcode that they patented, it didn't have any vertical lines like we know today. Instead, it used a series of concentric circles in the shape of a bullseye.
Really?
That was the first.
That was the first barcode.
Idea for the barcode.
It was not indeed a bar. It was a circle.
Now, Woodland was employed by IBM in 1951, and although they wanted IBM to develop the technology, it wasn't commercially feasible. They were a little bit ahead of their time.
Okay.
So they sold the patent in 1952 for $15,000, and that is all that they would ever make from their invention.
That's all $15,000.
Which it was 1952, so that was a good amount of money back then. But
not,
still.
Not that much.
But still.
Wow.
Yeah. It was eventually sold to RCA later in 1952. It took over 20 years before the invention became commercially successful.
So we're in the 70s now.
Yes. The barcode's fortunes began to change in 1960 when the first working laser was built, which made it then possible to quickly decode a barcode's line patterning.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so like I said, they were ahead of their time a little bit.
That's amazing.
And
then once the laser was developed, then it all kind of moved along.
In the late 1960s, the grocery industry began barcode pilot projects that used vastly different types of barcode symbols. A wide variety of approaches was studied, including linear codes, that bullseye circle code, starburst patterns, fan-shaped symbols, and many others besides those two.
Getting fancy.
Yeah. In 1971, the grocery industry formed a committee tasked with developing an industry-wide data standard and choosing a symbol that all the stores would then agree to adopt.
Mm.
The design that was eventually chosen and what we all know today was developed by IBM and consisted of vertical lines that could be printed and read much easier than that circular barcode that they had originally envisioned.
So nobody uses the circular barcode anymore?
No.
That's a thing of the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on June 26th of 1974, a Marsh's supermarket in Troy, Ohio, became the very first grocery store in the entire world to use a barcode scanner.
Wow.
Yes.
Pioneers.
The first item scanned was a 10-piece pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum.
Okay.
And the pack of gum and the receipt are now on display in the Smithsonian.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's kind of big.
Now, today's standard barcodes are known as Universal Product Codes, or UPCA. And they are comprised of 12 digits. Now, did you know that each digit has a, there's a meaning behind them? There's a behind each number?
No, I didn't.
So the first number is a product category. So 3, for example, denotes a health-related item, while the rest point to the manufacturer and specific product. So that's what those numbers all mean.
And all barcodes, do they all have the same number of, did you say 12 digits?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
Barcodes are used across a variety of industries and can boost productivity 8 to 10 times compared to manual data entry.
Oh, sure.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
And today, there are more than 6 billion barcodes are scanned every day.
Every single day. Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm doing my part. When I go to the grocery store,
I do the
self-checkout.
Absolutely.
I'm scanning barcodes left and right.
Totally.
It's fun listening to the beep.
Yeah, right?
It's the small things. You picked out a record to go along with the barcode, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So in honor of the very first barcode scans,
yeah,
we're going to play Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor by Lonnie Donegan.
Okay. We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Lonnie Donegan, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that classic record?
Well, because a pack of chewing gum was the first item ever scanned with a barcode on this day 50 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the first barcode was based on Morse code.
It was originally in the shape of a bullseye.
And 6 billion barcodes are scanned every day.
6 billion barcodes.
Yeah.
It's fascinating what you said about how the each bar represents something. So the first bar represents kind of the category you said.
Yes.
And you give the example of the 3.
Yes.
Which would be, you
the
say,
3 denotes a health related.
Health related. So there's only 9 categories then, or 10, because you probably count a 0 through 9.
I guess. I don't know. Broad categories.
Then everything fits into those. Will they ever have to extend the barcode to be more than 12 digits? They must, right?
I don't know.
Well, they keep having to invent more, you know, area codes and, you know, things. They had to lengthen the length of a phone number because there were just so many people in the United States. You would think at some point there'd be so many things in the world that all needed barcodes. They would have to add more digits.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm pleading my case to you.
Will the day come when we have 14 digits? Whoa. Crazy.
Whoa. Well, we're never going to have less stuff. We're only going to have more stuff.
That's true. That's very true.
All right.
Right.
Folks want to learn more about barcodes, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you can catch this live video-wise on our Facebook feed every day at 4:10, facebook.com/legends1027. And you can find us archiving these up on YouTube. Simply search Sarah's Wiki Corner on YouTube, and you'll see the library there. Right?
That's right.
All right, very good. Back tomorrow, 4:10, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
On a Throwback Thursday. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Derek and the Dominoes, Cool and the Gang, and other people on the way, too, on Legends 102.7.